Hi, everybody, and welcome to Love Notes, your Friday night ritual here in the Passion Zone. I'm Allie Thies, your guide through stories, poems, song, and reflections that remind us how powerful it is to love, wildly, gently, and without apology. Every week we come together to bring a little softness back into the world that moves too fast to remember what a connection feels like, and to celebrate every shade of love. Tonight's theme is all about the art of balance, the way passion and tenderness hold hands. Love isn't only fire or calm, it really is both. And to begin, let's listen to a few lines from the K.Y. Robinson's The Chaos of Longing. Do not mistake intensity for love. Love is steady, not a hurricane. And there's so much truth in those lines, isn't there? I mean, it's just a few lines of this poem, but it there's just so much truth packed in there. We've been taught to crave intensity, the chase, the fireworks, the drama, but real love doesn't need to prove itself. It's a steady flame that warms you instead of burning you out. Tonight, we're exploring how to hold both the wild and the gentle. And welcome, welcome, everybody. I'm sorry I wasn't here last week. I was at a conference, had an absolutely wonderful time. If you would like to make dedications for next week, so I've already got this week pretty much scheduled in, please go to my website, thepassionzone.com. Click on Love Notes, and there'll be a link in there to take you to making a dedication. If you're listening to this on the podcast version later on tonight or tomorrow, the link to submit a dedication is below in the show's notes. So please do that. It's important that people make dedications. Why? Because anytime you make a dedication to somebody, when I say your dedication, whatever words you give me, and play the song, for a split second, you're in their mind. They're thinking of you. They're not going to know why you showed up. They're not going to know why or how long you'll be there or any of the whys. They just know you show up. You know, why did this person pop into my head? That's because we sent them the energy. Yeah. It's some powerful stuff, I'm telling you right now. So please make a dedication for next week, and we'll get this on the air. Now, the first dedication tonight comes from Theo in Denver to his girlfriend. You sing every lyric to most songs completely wrong, and you're off-key to boot. But I will take your off-key, wrong-word concerts absolutely any day over silence. Don't ever stop turning every drive into karaoke night. And the song they picked is called Love Me by the 1975. I personally have never heard of this song before, so I'm not quite sure what to expect. For those of you listening on the podcast, I do not record songs for you that I play live because of copyright reasons. So for the podcast, we'll be right back. That was Love Me by the 1975. And you know, it was playful. Wasn't that a playful song? Playfulness is usually overlooked as a kind of intimacy, but playfulness is important. When you can laugh with somebody, when there is joy that just seems to seamlessly weave its way through your connection, that's for play for the soul. That stuff feels good. Drop me an emoji in the chat if you're joining me live here on TikTok. If you've ever loved somebody for their quirks, they were even better than how you viewed them as perfection. Let me know. And Xena here, my cat, you just want to make an appearance, don't you? She is a video hoe, is what I call her. She loves to be on camera. I don't know why. This has been a thing of hers since she was just a kitten, and she's 13 now. She just loves to be a part of it all. And speaking of part of it all, let's move forward to our romance book spotlight of the week. This week, the book is The Measure by Nikki Ehrlich. And this week's romance, well, it's not very typical. The measure begins when everyone in the world wakes up to find a small box on their doorstep. Inside the box is a string. And the length of that string shows you how long you'll live. It's kind of like science fiction, but it really is a love story. It's all about courage, choice, and the decisions we make. We realize that time is infinite. Nope, not infinite, but short. There we go. If you knew exactly how long you had left on this planet, would you love differently? Would you stop waiting to maybe send that text or finally say the thing you've been holding in? If so, drop me an emoji in the chat here if you're joining me live on TikTok. And, you know, if you're listening to me at the podcast version afterwards, send me a note. I'm curious. What would you do if you knew that your time on this planet was coming up? All right. Things like this, it makes me very curious to know. Because as human beings, we all look at these things differently, don't we? Yeah, Zena, honey, you gotta go. I love you to pieces. You're my favorite video cat, but you gotta go do something other than be here. All right. Excellent. So let's just keep moving forward, shall we? I want to talk about the desire drop, which is something I discuss every week. And this one's all about reigniting the body's curiosity. Ooh, I know. Sounds like fun, doesn't it? In my framework, the She Be Me framework, which is what I use with women when it comes to intimacy, curiosity connects the mind and the body pillars. It's that spark that keeps passion alive. It's the spark that keeps passion interesting. Because let's face it, you could have all the intimacy you want, but if it's boring intimacy, well, you know, you'd rather be watching a good streaming show. Stranger Things is coming back here in November. Or maybe doom scrolling through social media than actually having intimacy with somebody. So you need to make intimacy interesting. You need to make passion fun. All right. When life gets busy, and it happens to all of us, we often move through our days without feeling anything really that deep. We can touch other people, touch partners, hopefully, but we don't really notice we touch, right? We kiss, but our minds are off floating elsewhere. So tonight's desire drop is all about the sensory reset. And this is how it works. Take 5 minutes by yourself or with your partner, and let's slow everything down for a little bit. Touch your arm, and pay attention when you're doing this. Touch your arm, touch your shoulder, touch your neck. Notice texture, temperature, and how your skin responds. Breathe. Don't think about what's come next. Just feel. You're not chasing arousal here. You're reintroducing yourself to your body. When you pay attention, your body starts to trust you again. Desire begins not really in fantasy, but in awareness. Drop me a little fire emoji if you're joining me here live on TikTok, if you're ready to remember what it's like to feel alive in your skin. Curiosity can turn routines into revelations. Every touch, every sigh, every shiver is a conversation with your body. You have to start listening. All right, next up, we have our second dedication of the evening. This next note from Emira, hopefully I said your name right, in Toronto, and this is to her husband. You've seen me in chaos, and yet you've still held my hand. Thank God. You never asked me to be perfect, just honest with you. And I feel that's what real love is like. Coming home to someone who sees every flaw and stays anyway. And the song they asked for is All I Ask of You, which is from The Phantom of the Opera. And this is sung by Josh Robin, and Kelly Clarkston. So let's go ahead and give this. All right. Let's try this. All right. There we go. With Josh and Kelly, it felt like I should have been at a Broadway play. Thank you. Thank you, those of you who have joined me during this last dedication. This was All I Ask of You by Josh Groban and Kelly Clarkston. And love really isn't built in grand gestures. It's really the quiet things, the little things in life, the looks that you give one another across a room, or the nice little touch you do as you pass each other in the kitchen. These little things that say, I've got you. I've got your back, man. It's always a nice arm around you when the world feels too loud. I don't know about you, but the world has felt really loud for quite some time. And it just seems to get louder, doesn't it? It really does. I go ahead and take a drink here. Next up, I added something new to the lineup here for Love Notes. And next up, we're going to talk about soulful connections, the edge of readiness. And soulful connections, this part of the program, is inspired by the upcoming book of the same name. This is where we explore the energy of attraction, the frequency of love, and the unseen threads that pull two souls together. Because I do not believe in coincidences. I believe people show up exactly when they're supposed to. All right. So, the energy of readiness. And in order to attract a love in your life or to improve the love you're with, you need to be ready for it, right? And your energy needs to be ready for it. So many times people say we're ready for love. But sometimes when these people say it, what they really mean is we want love to come in and fix us. Readiness is not about having your life figured out, finding the right timing. It's all about alignment, about your energy matching what you're asking for. You can't attract love while you're holding onto fear. You can't call in intimacy while you're guarding your heart. Being ready for love means softening the spaces where you've hardened. It's about being willing to be seen, all of you, even the messy parts. Because real love doesn't arrive when you perfected yourself. It arrives when you've accepted yourself. So here's something to consider. Remember that you're not waiting for love. You're preparing your energy to recognize it. Now, this is a little guide exercise about aligning with love's frequency. And if you missed this live, if you come in when I'm in the middle of doing this, it's not very long, but I do have a podcast version that is on iTunes, it's Apple Podcasts now, and Spotify that you can go and you can get this part. Okay, so if it's safe to do so, wherever you're at, close your eyes. Go ahead, just close your eyes. It'll be okay. Place one hand on your heart and one hand just below your belly button. You want to breathe in slowly, feeling your heartbeat steady under your palm. Okay, so let's do this for a second. Breathe in slowly and let your heart steady. Okay? Inhale gently. Exhale gently. Just allow your body to sink a little bit deeper into the chair, the couch, or wherever you are. Now imagine a golden light blooming in your chest. It's soft at first, then brighter. With every inhale, the light expands, moving through your ribs, your shoulders, and your throat. With every exhale, it radiates outward, filling the space around you. Now, this is your readiness. It's calm, it's strong, and it's open. And you can whisper to yourself, I am safe to receive love. I am ready to be seen. I am magnetic to what matches my peace. And feel that warmth, feel that golden, those golden rays travel beyond you, through your room, through your apartment or your house, out through the night, the distance, going everywhere and anywhere at all times, including through time, until it finds someone whose energy hums at the same frequency yours does. That's your connection. Energy, recognizing energy. Now let's stay here for a moment. Just for a moment, and basking in the nice golden energy that surrounds us. Let your energy hum with the knowing. Love isn't something you chase, it's something you allow. Take one nice breath in, hold, and exhale. And that's just a very short energy exercise to get you ready to attract your love. All right. And the affirmation of the week, if you would like, you can say to yourself, love meets me where I am, not where I pretend to be. Okay. Everybody is imperfect. There is no such thing as a perfect human being. We mess up a lot and we do stupid things. That's part of being human. All right. And that was tonight's little soulful connection. Remember, attraction begins as energy long before it becomes a reality. Keep your heart open and your energy honest. The universe will meet you there. Now, if you missed what I just did live, the podcast version is going to be up at my site, thepassionzone.com. Love Notes is also on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. If you want to go to either of those two places, if you have an account, and you can get that little bit again and practice it over and over and over again in the comfort of your own home. All right. So let's keep moving forward here. Where are we at? We are at our third dedication already. Now, if you would like to make a dedication, and I really hope you do, because again, we're talking about energy. You make a dedication. I read the dedication. I play the song. And when I do that, you pop into their mind. One of the biggest questions I have gotten at my site, allythese.com, is why did they pop into my head? All of a sudden, they were there. I don't understand. Some people I haven't thought about in decades, and all of a sudden, they are. Why are they there? It's because they were thinking of you. These dedications, when they go out, you drop to their mind. And it doesn't matter how long it's been since you've seen them. They will remember you, at least for a split second, and it's up to them if they want to think about you longer. But at least you're there. Okay? You have got... the door is open and you got a way to walk through it. Now, this third dedication here is from Callum in Edinburgh. To the one I met too soon, thank you for showing me what love could look like. You'll always be my almost. Oh, we all have that. We all have somebody that could have been a partner, but for one reason or another, they just were not. And the song that they want me to play is Say Something, A Great Big World, and Christina Aguilera. Okay, so let us play this. What a wonderful song that was, Say Something from A Great Big World and Christina Aguilera. And I probably said her last name wrong, but I hope you know who I'm talking about. there's a kind of tenderness in an almost. Don't you think? and knowing someone was meant to teach you something, because people, when they come into our lives, that's what they're usually there for, to teach us something, but not to stay around for any length of time. Not every love story ends in forever, but everyone leaves an imprint on who we become. Drop me an emoji in the chat if you're joining me live, if you've ever carried gratitude for the one that got away. We all have one that has gotten away. I don't care who you are. There's somebody. Which has us moving forward to the romantic movie spotlight this evening. And the movie this time is Pride and Prejudice, the 2005 version. It is one of the greatest love stories ever told. That's why they keep remaking the movie, because the book is that good and they just want to keep remaking the movie. It's good. It's what I would call a slow burn attraction. There's plenty of tension. There's misunderstanding. There's vulnerability. And of course, there is surrender. Elizabeth and Mr. Darcy, teach us that love demands both humility and bravery. That sometimes we have to unlearn our pride to recognize what's right in front of us. We have a way as human beings of allowing our pride to get in the way of many of a good thing. Now, what can I say? Again, we're human and we do stupid stuff. It's the learning from it that hopefully we do not repeat it again is what counts. And I want to thank everyone here who's joining me on Love Notes. Hello, hello, hello. I see you rolling in. I'm a one-woman show, so I try to pay attention to everything I can. But I can't be all place at once. So I always appreciate when you stop by here live when I'm doing the TikTok. I just do, because I know that you have lots of other places you can be, other shows you can be watching, and you stop in and say hi to mine. So I greatly appreciate that. Thank you so much. Now we're going to move forward to the fourth and final dedication of the evening. Remember, if you'd like to make a dedication, you can go to my website, thepassionzone.com. Look for up in the menu bar, it'll say Love Notes. Click on Love Notes, and you will see the link in there to make your dedication. If you are listening to this, the podcast version, after I'm done, which will be, it'll be on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and a few other places, it's down below in the show's notes, the link. Click on the link. Fill out a very small form so that I can do the dedication for you. And I do not need to know who you are. You can give me a fake name or no name at all. Same with the person you want to dedicate it to. You need to know who they are. You can say the redhead I see on the subway every morning. Good enough. All right. Just go ahead and send me those dedications. Now, this last dedication this evening is from Aaron in Phoenix. And they're sending this out to their partner. You're the reason I believe touch can heal. One hand on my back and the world quiets down. Don't fix me, which is good. You ground me. And the song they want is called Turning Page by Sleeping At Last. None of these songs I've heard of or ever listened to before tonight. So I'm finding this all very interesting. That was Turning Page, Sleeping At Last. And if you're watching me here on TikTok, you'll notice I keep looking over. My dog is wanting something. I have a dog that wants something. And then I have a cat that's right underneath my desk who also wants something. I've got 12 cats and a dog. And they're always demanding. Every time I turn around. I started Love Notes a little early tonight. I didn't start right at 9. I think I started at 8:45. It's because I have a migraine that will not go away. For whatever reason, it's there. So I need to stop work earlier than I normally do so I can get some sleep. So we're going to do this next tip and, we'll be working our way out of here for the evening. So I want to talk over the quick fire tip, which I like to give every week. Now, tonight's tip is very, very simple. It's about matching your partner's breathing. When you do this, you want to sit close to your partner. You can put your hand on your chest, a hand on their chest if you'd like, and let the world fall away. Because right now, the only thing that's important to you is the person that's sitting right in front of you. Okay, that person and yourself. And you both just sit there. You can close your eyes if you'd like, if it feels too weird to have your eyes open and looking at one another. And just allow yourself to breathe and to hear the other and to feel the other person's heartbeat. Because you'll notice if you do this for 30 seconds or more, your breathing is going to get into sync. The beats of your heart are going to slow. Sometimes they get into rhythm with one another, which is really cool. But it allows you just to be with one another and allow the outside world to get the F away from you. And just for the two of you to relax and to be with one another. Okay? We allow stress in the outside world way too often to take us away from whom we love. Okay? Take our attention away to something else. In this instant world, we forget that the person that's most important to us is right next to us. Okay? And of course, if you have children, your children are also of the utmost importance, as are your pets. But we're not paying attention to any of those if we're on our phone, you know, power streaming through the latest Netflix show. And again, Stranger Things comes on in November. I think there's a couple episodes in November, then it goes to the new year. But if you're paying attention to that and not including the other person, you tend to lose that rhythm. And it can take some doing to get it back. This is one way to get it back. Okay? So put down the phones and give it a try. You will thank me for it someday. I promise you. And tonight, we kind of danced through the full spectrum of love. We had the wild and the gentle and the physical and the soulful and the readiness, the release, and the grounding touch that says, you're safe with me. If you'd like your story, your favorite song, or your romantic confession featured in the next week's Love Notes, please submit it through the Passion Zone or the link in my bio or the link in the show's notes if you've listened to the podcast version, and join me every Friday night, usually at 9 p.m. Today I started much earlier because I need to get some sleep, but 9 p.m. Eastern Time, I'm usually here for about an hour for Love Notes, where we rediscover what it means to love deeply, vulnerably, and beautifully human. Until next time, my loves, may your heart stay wild, your hands stay gentle, and your love stay brave.